Here's a thought I'll title, Better Than the Original. There's a thing in the music industry that I suspect most of you are aware of called a cover. This is when a musician has made a famous song that is quite popular, etc., and some new musician or unknown musician or whatever, not the originator of the song, does a version of it. That's called a cover of the famous musician's song. Every once in a while, I will discover a cover from an original that I'm not familiar with. And I'll think, man, this is a fantastic song. I'd like to know more about it. And then I discover that what I've been listening to is a cover, a reproduction, if you will, a lesser-known artist's version, and I'll go and listen to the famous artist's version that became that made it a great song to begin with. It's amazing how many times I think the cover is better than the original. I wonder if that's because I heard the cover first. And so in my mind's eye, that's what the song is supposed to sound like. Then I go hear the famous version, and it's somehow a disappointment because it doesn't sound like what I think it ought to sound like, because it doesn't sound like the cover, obviously. Well, I've been wondering about this in relationship to photography. If you and I go to Yosemite and make a picture of Half Dome, it's kind of a photographic cover, if you will, of the famous Ansel Adams Half Dome. But you know what? The famous Ansel Adams Half Dome is a cover of the famous Fisk Half Dome that was made 70 years before Ansel photographed it. I wonder if we think the Ansel Adams one is so fantastic because we saw it first. I don't know. And if it's worth making covers, by the way, in the music world, is it worth making covers in the photography world? Sometimes we call that copying with sort of a negative connotation. What if we called it a cover instead? And it's done because we enjoy the original so much we want to produce it ourselves. I don't know. There's something to think about here I'm going to have to stew on.